We used to live in a road in Hitchin called the Beeches, and it's got its name because we had some lovely beech trees just opposite, lovely copper beech trees. Well, one year we found some beech nuts, well, there were thousands of them, and we planted them in pots, well, to two pots, one for each of our children, and they were going to grow beech trees. Well, these beech nuts grew in the pot, but they never got bigger than, what, that high? Because their roots were confined and their growth was restricted. They did get watered occasionally. You know what children are. Well, they remained in those pots, not properly looked after, for 10 years. The children had left home before they eventually died. And I used to call them my bonsai beeches. Well, I haven't got a mustard seed, but I have got some chilies. I think the same thing's happening as what happened with my beeches as with my chilies, because they've been sitting in this pot on my windowsill and being watered, and they've been sitting there, well, at least a month. Well, that's as far as we've got. I don't think we're going to have any fruit, any chilies this year. They're not at all like this wonderful picture. That's what tempted me on the pot. And they're not fulfilling their potential. We do the same thing with our faith. We confine our roots and we restrict our growth. We become bonsai believers. We're too timid. We hold back from this safe, small environment. And we refuse to branch out and develop. We are happy to keep our roots in small pots, confined to a comfortable routine. The mustard seed in the parable was the smallest seed used by the Palestinian farmers, but it could reach 10 foot under favorable conditions. The kingdom of God seemingly had insignificant beginnings. It was introduced by a man, Jesus, who was despised and rejected, and his 12 unimpressive, uneducated disciples. Yet the kingdom has spread throughout all the world. And the day will come when its true greatness and power will be seen by all the world. The kingdom of God is here now, begun, but not yet complete. So how do we grow the kingdom? Plant a seed, says Jesus, and who knows what God may do with it. Tell someone about Jesus' love for us. Show your love to other people. Do some personal service of kindness at home or in the community. Do the smallest thing which affirms the dignity of another person, which refuses to destroy or deny or belittle them, which offers love and acceptance and understanding. We can easily fall into the trap of thinking that growing the kingdom either depends solely on our hard work or equally on leaving it so much up to God that we fail to recognize our own part in helping it grow. We are called to be kingdom growers, not kingdom builders. That's God's work. Jesus' teaching makes it clear that our involvement is a partnership, not in place of God. In the old days, the missionaries used to go to bring God to others. But now we realize that God is always there, already working. We've got our mission statement, haven't we? I think John spoke about it last week. And part of our mission statement is bringing others to Christ. But we have to realize that he is already there. The kingdom isn't restricted by human imagination, but has limitless potential. Within one little seed lies the potential for a huge forest. In the kingdom, our limited views of people and situations is liberated by acknowledging that God's view is both perfect and complete. Sometimes the final product does not quite resemble the picture on the packet, as we've seen with these chilies. Seeds do not always produce their potential. The mustard seed has potential for greatness if it's carefully nurtured. In our lives as Christians, we have the potential to become that unique, special person that God wants us to be. Sometimes we don't appreciate and develop the talents he has given us. We are human becomings more than we are human beings. We're still work in process. I always remember that my daughter, I can't remember the other bit on it, but on one side of her T-shirt she used to wear, and it was sort of trying to promote the Christian message, she said, "I am still a work in progress." And it's kingdom values we should be sowing. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The seeds of the kingdom become the fruits of the Spirit. And who knows how they may grow in the power of that Spirit. Amen.